Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. What's up? Welcome once again to Conversations with B and Rob. What's up, everybody? This is B.
What's up, everyone? This is Rob, back in the house.
Yay. Clap for Rob. Hold on. Where's my clap? You know I love my clap. Woohoo, Rob. I missed you, man.
Yeah, I know. I had to take a little escapade.
A couple days
off, but all is well. I want to thank everyone for all your prayers and good thoughts. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you know I had them on the prayer line, you know. Yeah. I was all out of sorts. Don't be doing that to me, man. I can't function.
Yeah, I couldn't either. I don't know where that came from.
I know, right? Damn. Somebody put some voodoo on you or something.
No, don't go there. None of that.
Oh, man, it's good to have my partner back in full effect. Mm-hmm. All right, tonight's show, we have been promising everybody about this show tonight, and we're talking about appearances and perceptions. And let me throw the call in number out there if you have something you want to talk about, if you've had an experience where you've been affected by someone's appearance or perception of you or your appearance, you know what I'm saying.
Well, you're guilty of judging someone on their appearance. On just their appearance without even knowing them.
Right.
I'm guilty. I am.
Hey, we've all done it.
Yeah.
Let me throw the call-in number out there. It's 347-205-9471. Again, that call-in number is 347-205-9471. And, you know, and that's a good segue into what we're going to ask. How often are each one of us guilty of forming an opinion on someone based solely on their appearance? How often have we allowed someone else's opinion and their own perception of another person cloud and color our own judgment? Now, history has painfully taught us lessons on how judging someone just based on and trusting someone based on their appearance can be deadly. And I'm going to throw some examples out there, you guys. Theodore Robert Bundy, handsome, educated, charming, eloquent, total psychopath, confessed to brutally murdering and raping 30 young women. And those are from 1974 to 1978. Another prime example, John Wayne Gacy. He was married, family, active in his community, perceived by those outside his family as an all-around good guy. Had block parties for the neighborhood. He was the people up in there. You know, I think he even met, like, one of the president's wife at the time or something.
Like,
crazy nut. You know, all the while when he's doing all these good, quote-unquote, good deeds and having all these great perceptions for people and giving out the best appearances of as an all-around family man, he was murdering young boys and disposing of their bodies in and around his property. 33 in all, 27 of them found in the crawl space under the floor of his home. And our favorite, let's not leave him out, Dennis Rader, better known to everyone as the BTK killer.
Yeah.
College educated, another family man. He was a devout churchgoer, president of his church that he had attended for 30 years now, on a deacon board, I believe, all kind of active. Confessed to killing 10 people between 1974 and 1991. And again, his BTK moniker, bind them, torture them, kill them. And it didn't matter of person or respective of age with him. He didn't really care. It's whatever took his fancy. And he had a degree, which I found very funny, Robin, in administrative justice.
Mm-hmm. He was the
you know? And it wasn't until, and his killing spree was from 1974 to 1991. Wasn't until February 16, 2005, when he slipped up, and his need for attention made him send this floppy disk with another letter on and some more information for the police. What on that floppy disk actually had his first name and the Christ Lutheran Church, which is the church he attended. And that's how they were able to really start forming the concrete evidence, knowing that Dennis Rader was indeed the BTK killer. Now, I've just given, I know, three very chilling, very dramatic, very drastic examples of it. But, I mean, I did that so you guys could stop and think for a minute, you know. We're 2008 now. It's time for us to stop judging people solely on their appearance. Now, that's not saying sometimes you can't be absolutely right. Because, I mean, I don't know about you, Rob, I still will lock my car door, let somebody weird-looking pass by. Click.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or we hold our purse a little tighter, you know. And I do want to get to the point where I can stop that and not be so judgmental, you know, on appearances. But we all do, you know. And in this day and age of internet and access, we're given, what's the word I'm looking for? It's an information highway. You know, we have access to people all over the world now at the touch of our fingertips right there. And still, you know, our own judgmental perceptions go into that effect. And what led me to get into the topic for this evening was, you know, I'm an avid MySpacer. Robin is not on MySpace yet, boo.
Yeah,
that's
all right.
Oh.
I had to do it. She's not on MySpace yet. We're going to get her there one day. But, you know, I'm an avid MySpacer, and those of you who are avid MySpacers as well probably have come across, hey, Shan. Shan is in the chat room.
What's up, Shan?
She can't hear the show. Oh, wonder what's going on. You might need to refresh, Shan. And welcome, everybody. I see everybody's in there. Our old buddy Ed Lips. What's up, Ed? Jay Lyon. Love Dome. What's up, everybody? Those in the chat room who know how to work it, let Shan know how to be able to hear the show. I don't know if you have to log in, log back on. If nobody else can hear it. Oh, Ed can hear. Maybe it was just her computer. Okay. But where were we? Anyway, talking about segue into it, you know, being an avid MySpacer, you know, I would come across different folks' pages, and they'd have on there, you know, I'm all down to earth. I'm cool. And I want to meet other cool, down to earth people. I'm thinking, hey, that's me. And I send my little friends request on. And I get denied. I know. Hold on. Let me get my ooh for that one again. I'd get denied, you know, rejected.
Oh.
I know, right? And I wonder, you know, what could it be? And I'd go back over, do some self-checks and look at my page. And I'm like, well, what's on here that, you know, I'm cool damn people. And it got me to wonder. And I said, well, it can't be the content of my page. So it has to be appearances, because of who I am and what I look like would keep here, you know, keep having the door closed. So I thought, what if I was someone else? What if I were, say, a gorgeous guy? Would the outcome be the same as myself? So I decided to put that to the test. So I created a fake page. I went on the internet, searched for the most gorgeous guy that I could find, somebody that I would talk to. We're all like, You know, where I wouldn't have any question, really, if he sent me a friend request. And I'm sorry, I'm looking. Oh, cool. Thanks, Ed. Shan's still having problems trying to hear. That's Blog Talk Radio, unfortunately. Sometimes we have these teething problems. But, you know, so unbeknownst to me at the time, the picture that I chose, the guy that I chose happened to be famous Bollywood actor, Hrithik Roshan, and big up to Hrithik. He is just drop-dead gorgeous.
Absolutely.
Oh, all around good guy. You know, if you're not into Bollywood, check it out. He's a serious talent. Serious talent. But, you know, at the time when I came up with the page and the picture, I only had the one picture. I didn't know his name. And I said, well, let me name him Rohan after one of our, you know, outlaws, Rob. And I came up with Rohan. Said him, I put on there a couple of things on his page that were true to myself, partially. You know, of course, I'm not a male. I'm not 40-some years old. I'm not a Libra. I think I put down he was a Libra or something like that. And what else did I put about Rohan? You know, Native American, which I am part Native American, you know, and pretty much kept the profile plain, didn't really do too much. And I went in there, and I had one particular person in mind, a guy, and I won't say his name because he was not, it's Rick Roshan. Let me post it in the chat room. They're asking for it. Yeah, he fine, y'all. Trust me on that. Rob will tell you. Mm-hmm. Totally drool-worthy. And I think his website is like HithrickRoshan.net, and you can find out all about that. But he's like the Bollywood star. And like I said, unbeknownst to me, I had no idea that he was like this big, big star. And if you know Bollywood, you're going to know him. So I went about and I targeted this guy. And again, I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to blow him out of the water too much, because he was an unsuspecting, you know, foil in the whole thing. But I really wanted to see, and this guy here on his page, it was so funny, because he had on his page the things I mentioned before. You know, I'm cool, down to earth. But one thing which struck me on his page was that he said that I have a great sixth sense. My perception is out of the park. If I tell you something, you could go to the bank with it. And I'm thinking to myself, and it was so funny because when I sent him the request, I sent him, I guess, about four requests as Bridget. Never got a response, not a nothing. The first request I sent is Rohan. Not only did he immediately accept it within the hour, he came and thanked me for the ad. So you know the chuckle I had off of that. And I went from there, and I would go post, and people, you know, would come and... Oh, Shan's still having problems. Sorry, Shan. She's going to have to change PC. She's not hearing a word. Was your speakers on? But anyway, back to my story. I would just go post some people's, you know, the word got out that I had a page and a couple of people would come. And I would accept people because I needed more people on there so that the profile could look real. And then one young lady, she's a writer too, and I won't say her name again. You know, I won't say the name of people who, you know, were unwitting or unwilling participants without their knowledge. But she came on and she mentioned, you know, you need some new pics up. And I'm like, oh, God, I only have this one pic. They're going to find out it's a fake page right away, because that's how I figure out someone's a fake page, by the pictures that they have. And so I'm thinking to myself, self, what am I going to do? I got to find out who this guy is. And that's when I did a lot of research, and it took me about an hour. And then I found out who he was. And then I was able to get other pictures from other sites of him and put on the page. And I looked up and found, like, one that looked like a candidate. You know, that was a candidate with him, and I think it was one of his nephews or something, and put that up, and that really helped. And it was just so funny because I would just go comment on these people's pages, you know, just like I would as Bridget, you know, bless up. I'm the type, I will call a woman beautiful if she's beautiful. You know, I think women are beautiful, not in the gay connotation. I am strictly dickly, know that now. But I admire other women's beauty as I admire my own beauty and the beauty of other people. Men and women, and I big people up, you know, you're beautiful, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I conducted my page just as I would any other page, you know, answering people. But this one guy that I was targeting, he just struck up a serious rapport with me as Rohan, and I'm just laughing to myself every time he would send a message to me. Like, you are not as perceptive as you think, because the same person that you kept denying my request, I'm the same person under a different moniker, a different face, but I'm this, in essence, it's still me. And we're the best buds in the world. And it was funny because one of the people, I guess they might have discovered that I wasn't who I was saying I was and deleted themselves, and this guy popped up in the top. And if you're on MySpace, you know how that happens sometimes. If you delete someone or someone deletes themselves, their page off your top, it pops back up, the next person in line. And he happened to be the next person in line, and I was like, I couldn't have worked it better if I tried. So I went over there to his page, and I was like, yo, dude, you know, I lost a friend, but you came in the top. Hell, I'm going to leave you in the top. Might as well. You cool people. He actually put me in his top, you guys. He was like, you cool too. I'm going to put you in my top too. And we're talking maybe a few messages exchanged, some very non, you know, personal, just some foolishness, you know, what are you watching on TV, blah, blah, blah. And just let me just... intercepting this conversation I'm having here. I had already suspected, and I had been telling Rob that the guy was, like, on the down low. I already suspected because I'm like, my feminine wiles are not tempting you what so damn ever, and usually guys are stupid. You guys come to the page and all kind of gung-ho with my bikini pics. But this one guy, he wasn't biting. But like I said, as Rohan, it was on and cracking. And I just thought to myself, self, here is this same guy that's telling, you know, people that they can actually take it to the bank on his perception. And he didn't have a clue, didn't even suspect in the least bit that I was B the whole time. And then I had this other woman come to the page, beautiful Indian lady. I forgot her name. She's got like a music page now. She was familiar with it, but I think she really wasn't that familiar because Roshan and Rohan kind of looked the same to some people. And she kind of asked me about it, you know, and I gave her some little phony excuse or whatever, whatever, kind of halfway bent the truth a bit. And she accepted that. And that just really gave me some more, you know, food for thought. And I'm like, here, this woman in her mind knows that this is the picture of Hithrik Roshan. But yet and still, because she wanted to believe what she wanted to believe, she accepted my explanation and left it at that. I had another person that came on the page, and the same thing. And then when, and unfortunately, my cover was blown. I really was still trying to gather some more information. I had enough, but I really was my main target. I really wanted to gather some more information from him. But before I had a chance to, one of my other guests, you know, on another show, and if you guys want to go hear that show, Rob and I did two shows with her. I'm not going to say her name. When I come across someone with a real bad spirit and a bad mind that really has evil and wrong intent in their heart, I will not say their name because I do not give them power through saying their name. You will not hear me say their name ever again. But if you're interested in those shows, you can go listen. They're in our archives, and it's the mental health shows. But she, in her mental illness or whatever, whatever, blew my cover. So I had to go fess up to everybody on there and let them know. And I got even more of a, you know, the way she blew my cover, I thought people were just going to really just flip out. And some people did, because she really went there with it. But the people that listened to what I was saying about the whole, you know, perceptions and appearance and what I was aiming for, they understood. And in fact, a couple of them, big up, I know Miss KP, she couldn't be here tonight. She has to work. And big up, Miss KP, you rule, you rock. And she was the only one who called me out on I was not who I was saying I was on that page. And it was just amazing, and I was like, and I applauded her for it, and as soon as she did, she would tell you I fessed up right away to her, you know, via message. I didn't blow my own cover on the page at the time, but I told her in a message, no, you know, I told her exactly why, and I told her I would let her know who I am when I'm done gathering my information. And she was like, that is so interesting, because I deal with that myself, and I've been a victim of that myself, and I wish she could have come on and shared her, and maybe another time she can come through and just share a little experience on one of our free-for-all Fridays. And then another one that was on my page, she actually was a guest, big up Chris, on our poetry night. She read some beautiful poetry, had the fellows over there melting. You remember Chris, Rob? Rob must have taken a break.
Yeah.
Oh, there she is. You remember Chris?
Yeah.
On our poetry show. So these two ladies, you know, big them up, but they too were telling me how they were victims and of being judged by their appearance and being judged because of someone else's opinions of someone that they don't even know. And a lot of times when you do that, you miss out on a wonderful person, you know? And I'm going to big up my friend Shan, that's hopefully she can hear right now. Hope she's on here listening. I see her in the chat room, so I hope she can hear. But the same person we mentioned before tried to make her stop dealing with me because she was hateful and spiteful. But Shan was able to see for herself the type of spirit and the type of person that I am and the type of spirit that I have. And she was able to judge for herself and not allow her thoughts and her reasoning and her own opinion to be colored by this other person, you know. And had she done that, she'd have been missing out on me because I'm a good person. I know she's probably laughing now. But, yeah, Shans, I love you, girl. But again, the call-in number, if you have something to interject, and I probably need to refresh the switchboard, but it's 347-205-9471. Again, that call-in number is 347-205-9471. If you want to share any of your experiences, or if you're in the chat room, go ahead and tick away and let us know, you know, what has been something that you have been a victim of. Maybe someone's judged you according to an appearance.
I get that all the time.
Well, let us know. I know how. But let the people know, Rob.
Well, because I am in a wheelchair, they assume that I'm helpless. And
Rob lost some sound for a minute.
Yeah, that I'm helpless and, you know, just needy or whatever, and just assume that just because I am in a wheelchair that it's okay, you know, to just ignore personal space, you know?
Your funniest example was the idiot doctor.
Recently. Just a few days ago. While I was in the hospital, my doctor, perception of me was.
Rob's having technical difficulties.
Yes, the doctor just looked at me and asked if, well, he had no clue that a person could drive, you know, with a disability. And he could not let his mind, he just could not go there to, he couldn't think outside of the box. So I'm trying to explain to him how it works, the hand controls. And he was like, but you can't walk.
He said, fool.
And that's all he was stuck on. And I'm like, this is a freaking, you know, surgeon. But all he's stuck on is that I'm sitting in a wheelchair. Therefore, you know, it's not possible. There's no way in the world that the wheelchair could get into a car.
It's like, hello? What does he think the handicap stickers for vehicles are for?
Look at here.
That's why you have parking spaces.
I just had to stop myself and I say, it's okay, I understand, you just don't get it, so it's all right. And he was like, I'm just going to have to go in the parking lot to see this. I was like, you really cannot even imagine that? That's just not possible. So I told him just to look it up online, pull it up online, you know, modified vehicles. Hopefully you'll be able to see it. And,
damn.
You know.
And again, you guys, this is a surgeon, a licensed medical professional.
Yeah.
Who doesn't have a clue.
Mm-mm.
That's kind of scary, though.
Not only that, when I had to use his specialties and all of his knowledge and surgical abilities, you know, to perform procedures on me, he looks at me and tells me to step out of the wheelchair and lie up on the...
You know...
on the table.
No, he didn't. Him, I want to eat that.
And I am looking at this food like, you know, first off, it's early in the morning. I hadn't even, you know, I'm mad because I got to be here and do this. And you tripping. And he was like, okay, anytime you're ready, you know. Just step up and lie on your left side. And I'm like, man, look.
So he's sitting there waiting for you to actually get up.
Waiting for me.
Because by then, his mind's like, well, she could drive.
I was tickled so bad. That thing cracked me up.
You know what? Not to get off topic, but you just reminded me of a joke that my father used to tell about, you know, the ridiculousness of some people and some of the things that we do without even thinking. And he told about how this lady went to the funeral, you know, out to the graveside with a box of Kentucky Fried Chicken. And said everybody was looking at this woman. This woman has lost her ever-loving mind, you know, doing the circling around, you know, the finger circling, like she crazy. Because she put it on the grave and, you know, sat down. And everybody was like, and then finally one deacon got enough nerve and said, you know, Sister So-and-so, you know, he's gone. You know, we burying him today, you know. What you bring that? She said that was his favorite chicken. And they said, well, we know, but, you know, he's gone. And the genius of her response, you know, was, well, if he can smell all those flowers, he can eat that chicken. And I'm like, really? You know, she absolutely right, though. You know, one is just as ridiculous as another. One is just as ridiculous as another. People spend hundreds of dollars for flowers for, you know, for a funeral, and the person's gone. They can't smell them. So that in itself shows you guys. And again, let me throw the call-in number, and I'll refresh the switchboard. It's 347-205-9471. Again, that number is 347-205-9471. Now, I'm always the victim of being perceived a different way than I actually am.
Yeah, what's your latest encounter?
My latest encounter is people see that I'm always upbeat and cheerful and chipper and I love life, but they tend to take that kindness for a weakness and think, because I look like I'm a teenager, that I am, and then you can play me like one until you find out that I have a sharp, sharp tongue. What's wrong with the switchboard? Somebody's in there and said, you shouldn't have refreshed the switchboard. Why, voice of reason? Somebody trying to call in? No, anytime I refresh the switchboard, it works for me. But back to what I was saying. And they find out, you know, that I'm nothing to be played with. And you catch me on the wrong day, you will get told about yourself with the quickness. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I might have to refresh this chat room too. So again, everyone, the call-in number is 347-205-9471. 347-205-9471. And back to what I was telling you earlier about the little story, I remember there's another point I wanted to make about my whole experience as Rohan, my life as a man on MySpace. I had this other woman who I don't even remember if she sent the request to me or if I sent it to her. And when everything came out, she actually was saying that when she saw, I think I sent the friend's request to her. And she said her mother even said, you know, is this person, because she had a private page, and I was targeting people with private pages too, by the way. Not as, you know, but I just wanted to see if the doors would open on a private page. And I mean, I would just send a blind friend's request, just a picture of Hithrick and the request. And, you know, if you know MySpace, you know you can actually send a little message. I would never send a message because that would defeat the purpose. I wanted to see if just based on the appearance alone would the doors open. And 9 out of 10 times, those doors that were closed before opened wide. And this one woman was like, you know, my instincts told me that it was too good to be true. And then she had the nerve to say, and it's people like you that make people not trust. And I thought that was very interesting. And I'm like, and I responded to her. I said, you know what? That is not possible because you chose to trust it. That is a choice that you made. You know, you ignored that instinct that you had within yourself saying that it was too good to be true. And because you wanted to see what you wanted to see, your own perception, and you wanted to believe what you wanted to believe, you ran with that. And then now when you realize that your feeling was right all along, you want to get upset about it. And I'm like, I never gave a wrong word to anyone who was on that page. It was always full of respect, because I would leave myself comments. That's how I would get people, Robin, to sign up to my page. I would leave myself as Rohan comments, very flattering comments to myself. And it made people jump on the bandwagon. It made this other girl who was friends with that crazy one jump on the bandwagon. And they wanted to try to get later on to get upset. And I was like, no, you came to me. I didn't seek you out. You sought me out. And I would leave the same positive comments, though, again, that I would normally use. So somebody's trying to call in. Let me try to refresh the switchboard again, you guys, because I see it's flashing. And someone's trying to call in, so we're going to do it again. Usually that works. Fingers crossed. And Jay Lyon in the chat room says that kindness for weakness thing happens to him every day because of the young look. How old are you, Jay Lyon? Type it in there for us. Ed Lip said, do guys ever turn down my real friend's request? Yes, Ed, you must have missed the very beginning of the show. Yeah, that's how I came across doing the whole Rohan page, because I would send my request to these same guys as me, and they would turn it down. That's why I was like, ooh, they on the down low. They, you know, they looking for the same thing I want. Because I know I'm hot. Let's face it. I work hard to look like I do. Shoot. I eat right. I exercise. You're 33. Yeah, you do look young, J-Line. He's 33, Rob. He does look like Justin. Like he's Justin's age. You know, so, yeah, I can see that. But, yes, Ed, many times, believe it or not, I get turned down. You know, I don't send fresh friend requests out anymore unless it's like a music person or something really. I think I sent one out to someone, a female earlier, and she's cool. But it's something about your page really has to strike me for me to send a friend request. But I get maybe 10, 15 friends requests a day now. You know, that's okay, Ed. You're not dense. We were having technical problems early on. And again, the call in number 347-205-9471. If you want to chime in, we're talking about appearances and perception. And everybody that's new popping in the chat room, welcome, welcome, welcome. And we were just sharing some of our experiences on where we've been victims of being our own appearance and the perception of other people, you know, affecting how they perceive us. Now, let me think.
Hold on, D. I want to add being on the opposite end and the one that is has placed, you know, my opinion about someone's appearance.
See, that's why you're my co-host, because that's where I was going.
Yeah, okay. Like, when I see a punk rocker, you know, someone with the tattooed face, you know, feel like they tattooed from head to toe. And my immediate thought to that, you know, what I'm looking at is freak, you know?
Yeah.
And I had one in one of my college classes.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, tattooed, proud of tattoos and piercing. Joker was smart as hell.
And you said he was one of the smartest in the class.
When I seen that fool in graduation and he had one of them, you know, honest, you know, thing around him, I was like, shit, this joker is smart. But he looked weird now. He looked like a freak, you know.
And had you not seen him in your college class,
mm-hmm.
I would turn up your little nose.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, mm-hmm. That's why I love you, Rob. You know, you can admit your shortcomings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For real. You know, now where I live, you know, and I know it says ATL on my page, but I do not disclose my actual locations. I live at the Batcave. But let's just say I live in the country. And out here, you know, it's not hard to have that judgmental cap on because it's nothing but rednecks about this piece. And I'm in Georgia, so not to be funny, you know, and yes, I said rednecks, yes, because they are. But I've noticed, too, sometimes I would have that, you know, opinion. You see one in the truck, like, you redneck with the, you know, the flag and everything. And one day I was at the local Walmart, had that whole perception, and I saw one, and they just looked like the straightest, reddest redneck, looked like they about to go to a Klan meeting. And I was ashamed of myself later on because that man held the door for me, smiled at me, was the epitome of a respectful Southern gentleman. You know, and I was like, man, I felt like a damn heel in my mind. And I just said a little prayer for forgiveness, you know, that I was so judgmental, you know, knowing it's been done to me so many times, you know. And like I said, that whole experiment I did with Rohan was to help even open my own eyes to see how people are so judgmental on people. And welcome again, everybody that's popping in the chat room. If you want to call in, our call-in number is 347-205-9471. It keeps flashing like someone's trying to call in. I refreshed the Joker like 3 times. I'm not going to try to do it again. It's acting up. Sorry. But again, lost my train of thought. But
everyone is guilty.
Yeah, everyone is
on the either giving or receiving. You know,
it's totally guilty. You know, imagine how the people that went to Dennis Rader's church felt later on. You know, imagine his wife. But no, before we get on the wives, I really want to know. Someone to interview the wives of all these people that I mentioned, the serial killers that I mentioned earlier, because they knew something. You can't tell me women are blessed from birth with that sixth sense.
Yeah, that intuition.
That intuition. We all are, but women more so than men. And we women choose to ignore it. We will see the flag on the play, and we still, for whatever our own reasons and justifications, we ignore it totally. So I would love to know about them. But just imagine, you know, everybody going to church with a good right, you know, Deacon Dennis Rader. And he at church typing up letters to the police talking about how he strangled a few people on the church computer. You know, and I sit there and imagine in my comical sense. You know, he's sitting there looking like he's typing up the Sunday school minutes. Hey, how you doing, Deacon Rader?
On church business.
Right? On church business now. Hey, everything well, praise the Lord. He probably threw some praise the Lords out there. Praise the Lord. Plotting to kill somebody. And he said, too, I read earlier today when I was doing some more research on him, he was already stalking his next victim. And had they not caught up to him in 2005, he'd have had some fresh victims on his hands. You know, so I'm quite sure that the people that went to church with him were just really taken aback. You know, because they base everything on appearance and perception, you know. And here's another kicker. When I was 12 years old, and I don't want to, and before I even tell this little story, don't start to feel sorry for Bridget, none of that. It happened. I'm stronger for it. Past, and I share it so other people can know not to make the same mistakes that my parents made in trusting someone because of appearance. And a deacon in my mother's church molested me when I was 12. And I was over, he had a young wife, beautiful woman. They were expecting their first child, and through all appearances, you would never know he's a fucking pedophile. But that's what he was. You know, he's straight up pedophile. I found out later on that, you know, of course, they finally, it took years before they finally caught up to him and threw him out because my parents chose to cover it up, and my father being a minister at the time, you know, they have their old boys club, and I will say it, you know, they do. They cover up for, just like the Catholic Church covers up for their priests, ministers cover up for other ministers as well. This is something I know to be true. You know, it was covered up, you know, I was back with my father, so they just kind of left it alone. But I say that to say the appearance of this guy was a family man. No one would have ever thought, you know, they didn't think anything of me going out, helping out over to their house, because that's what I would do to earn a little pocket money. I'd go over there, and I was always a very good typer. I could type 60 words a minute when I was 12. So I would help him type up the church papers and all that. And, you know, he took advantage of that. You know, he took my innocence from me, you know, and had I not had the sense enough to know not to go over there again and, you know, let anybody persuade me otherwise, he probably would have. That was just the beginning steps to rape. I know it. You know, knowing what I know now about people with that mentality, you know, that is just the beginning. That he was just starting out with his molestation. Probably not with me, per se, but I mean on me. It was going to progress eventually. He only had that one time with me, though. You can believe that. But they caught up to him eventually. And again, you know, because of all intents and purposes, for what everybody saw, he was an upstanding, good, right deacon in the church. So, which is one of, you know, one of the reasons I don't do church at all anymore, ever again. I'm like Madea Rob. I only go to church for two things, and weddings and funerals. And I don't even do funerals too much. You got to know me to have me at a funeral. Mm-hmm. But, again, Rob, you got any other examples?
Yes. The way I sound.
Oh, yeah.
My voice, and I hate it because people call me. They,
I know, because I mess with you too. I'll be like, put your mom on the phone, little girl.
Yeah. It's really not funny. You know?
I know, right? I'm for Robin.
I can do the changes, but it's aggravating. When someone tells you to go get your, put your mom on the phone. And I'm the person who they're calling for, you know?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jay Lyon in the chat room says, I really believe all who are judgmental based on appearances and image have little substance to attract people. Not necessarily, though. Because as Rob and I both, and we both are full of substance now. Get us wrong.
Oh, I got a very healthy helping of it.
A lot of it. You know, we good people. But we too have let appearance and image, and you too yourself, Jalon, if you admit it to yourself and think back, there probably have been times too, I don't know, you know how men feel, but there probably have been times too that when you see someone, you automatically think because of how they look. Like Rob had that great example of the biker slash tattoo dude who was like a mini genius in the class.
Mm-hmm.
And that he was tatted from head to toe. He probably had those things in his ears too, huh?
Oh, yeah. He was.
Those piercings and stuff.
Everywhere.
You know, and I too have seen people like that. You know, the first thing, because our society is built on appearances, truly. It really, really is. It's really built on how we see things, and we see people that do something differently from the norm as that's wrong, you know, or it's weird. And I know I probably get that a lot because, like I said, I live in the country, and I still dress like a New Yorker, and I still dress like sometimes, and I have to remember. And it was cute, Rob, the other day because I had on my overalls, and I was running to the store, and Justin said, "You really look like one of these country people, Mama." And I had to flip-flops everything, and I said, "Good, I'll fit in today for a change," because normally I don't. Normally I'm coordinated to the T, and normally I'm just like diva extraordinaire when I go out the house, you know, be it casual or dress, you know, everything looks good on me, and it's just a sore thumb in this world of khaki and overalls. Because I'm drowning in khaki, Confederate, and overalls out here. And I'm laughing. But it's true, you know? And let me think of another example.
I have another example.
Go ahead while I'm thinking.
Growing up, we had a friend very close to us. Was blind, and I learned how to drive, you know, get around the city and various cities, you know, within Florida, you know, through him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And none of my friends would understand how this blind man directed me.
Yeah, I want to know that too.
He was so smart, you know. It's like, although he wasn't able to see, you know, the Lord still blessed him with that. You know, he just had a keen sense of distance and time, you know. And all he had to do was to, you know, he would start his watch whenever we would hit the highway. And at certain times, you know, after passing, one of the posted signs, say, like, Tallahassee, 90 minutes away, you know, 90 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I was tell my friends at the time, if someone traveled with me, it's like, watch this, you know. It's like, hey, where are we right about now? And he would put his watch on. He had a talking watch, and he would press the watch and say, we're probably about 90 miles, you know, Tallahassee. And I would crack up laughing.
And that's probably exactly about what you were about.
Yes. So it was about, oh, that man ain't blind. He can see, he read the sign. I know he could. But he just knew I never really understood how he knew, but I knew he was so smart, and, you know, his mind was just, like, overwhelmingly intelligent, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he had the keenest sense on, you know, just distance and time. Amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, amazing. And as I learned the city where we live in now, you know, through him.
Oh, Mr. Ben. I remember Mr. Ben, big fun. God rest his soul.
Yes. And he used to walk around the city, you know, just with a cane.
Mm-mm-mm.
You would never know, you know. I mean, you would know he's blind. You know,
people thought he was funny with him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, switch words working. I just tested it out. So if you have a question or a comment and you want to share your opinion, feel free to call in 347-205-9471. Again, that call-in number is 347-205-9471. Excuse me, and Jay Lyon said, his bad, Rob, he said, I am not saying that image doesn't matter, but just appearances where substance doesn't matter. Okay, yeah, I can understand that, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, you know, and that activated my schema, you know, on that there was, you know, I had a situation recently where I realized that the appearance of someone, you know how you can know someone for a long time? But again, like I said, women, we have a sixth sense. I ignored a lot of things about this person. Chose to ignore, said, oh, no, that's just this person's way, you know, but like the story goes, a snake is a snake. If you know they're a snake, they're going to eventually bite you. And just that perception, you know, alone should have, you know, I perceived her to be a certain way, and she ended up not being that way. But I saw signs beforehand, you know, of that, you know. But as the saying goes, you know, no one can wear a mask for very long. It eventually slips. It eventually always slips, and you actually see the person that they are beneath that mask. Know that and believe that. And my advice to anyone, you know, we're doing this just to open everyone's eyes, to, you know, admit that we have our own judgmental ways and our own reasoning based on appearance. Now, Robin, have you ever let someone else's opinion color your opinion of someone, and then later on you realize that they were doing that to make you not like a particular person?
Well, no, because I, you know, have my own mind, and, you know, I go with my own sense of, you know, my own sense of things. But I remember when you and I, you know, started working together, and we had two other females that we used to hang out from time to time.
Haters.
And they would always talk about you, you know, always talk about you, you know, and I would be like, okay. It was like, why don't you, you know, why? They would always question me, like, why I wouldn't join in on the things they used to say, you know. And when I'm looking at them doing the same thing that they're talking about what you were doing, you know. Which was so funny, you know. Which was really, really funny. So I knew then that didn't make me not talk to you. It just made me stay away from them even more.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, I'm so like that too. That's why we're friends too, though.
That's why we've been friends, right?
So long. We've been friends a long time, and that's why, you know, no bullshit up in here.
No.
I've never let, you know, and my own father tried to color my judgment against my best friend here, and I would not let it happen. And he was upset with me about that, and still is to this very day. But guess what? She tried and true, y'all. She tried and true, friend, till the end. Till the end. You ain't never going to have no excuse to stop being friends with me.
You know? Way, way deaf.
That's it. And even then, not even deaf, only, you know. Me and you must never part. But really, but I've had that happen to me several times. And then I remember some good advice. And you guys, if you have older people in your life that are wise, listen to them. Because my father gave some good advice. He's crazy as a loon right now, you know, Alzheimer's and everything. But he always told me, said, beware of the person that runs to you with something negative about somebody else. If somebody comes to you out of their mouth with something negative, then you need to move, because there's an ulterior motive for it. And some people could be saying now, oh, no, that might not be so, because they could be a friend. No, 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 no. If they're a friend of yours, I'm going to tell you now, Robin has never in the, damn, how long I don't know you, dog? Shoot.
Don't go there. Don't go there.
Double-digit years. In the double-digit years that I've known Robin, she has never run to me with something negative about anybody. If she has a difference of opinion, she knows how to voice it without being negative. She knows how to give advice without being negative. And that's why she's still one of my, you know, my best friend, you know, in the whole world. Because I value her opinion and I value her advice. And she's never tried to color my judgment against people. Even when, and I'm out of both of us, I'm the more friendly one. Rob don't like nobody.
Nope.
You like, nope. She really don't. You know, I'm one of those people that'll bring home stray animals. I bring home stray people. I'm friendly and outgoing, and I just love to love people, and I try to see the good in people, and some people are testing that, but I still try to see the good in everybody. And I will, you know, befriend somebody quickly and be like, Rob, I'd have met somebody so and so and so. And she's so cynical and so she was like, okay, B. And 9 out of 10 times later, I'm telling her, girl, she's a piece of work. Rob be like, I knew. That's why, you know. And it took you, how long before you started talking to Tree? I knew Tree. It was like 5 years before you would even talk to Tree on a friendship level like that. I mean, you would always respect when I brought her around. You're always cool and, you know, hospitable. But I mean that that friendship didn't develop for years. So I need to learn some of that then, huh? I don't think I can change this late in the game, you know, about to be. And by the way, everybody, my birthday is tomorrow. Hold on, let me give you some applause up in here. Feel free to sing happy birthday. Let me do my woof woof. Mm-hmm.
Can't afford it.
So?
You got plans for your birthday?
Guess what I'm going to be doing tomorrow, come hell or high water.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull will see me at the matinee show. Indiana rules, that is what I'll be doing for my birthday celebration on my birthday. You know, I'm going to just be lazy all day tomorrow. I'm going to just have a day off. I'm going to be crunk all day. You know, gifts are welcome, you guys. You want my post office box, let me know. All gifts, especially herbal ones. Thanks, everybody, for saying happy birthday to me in the chat. Happy Earth Day, you know. Appreciate it. But I'd like to think I'm another year wiser, another year better. You know, it's something to be said about your 30s and getting close to 40. It really is. Don't you agree, Rob?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesus didn't even start his little mission until he was in his 30s, so I know I'm good. Thanks, Ed. Everybody's like, happy birthday. Appreciate the birthday. J-Line said, too bad he's not an ATL. That's all right, man. I got the birthday wishes from here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when you do reach the ATL, I still accept herbal gifts at any time. Every day is a birthday where that's concerned. Oh, and by the way, if anybody knows Prince, tell him my birthday is tomorrow and he can wrap himself up and be at my doorstep. Like the UPS man, you know, between noon and 6. But we got 37 minutes. But actually, we're going to be ending soon, you guys, because now we're getting off topic. And I'm going to go run and watch Dances with Wolves. That's another great movie. You know, I could watch that all day, every day. Isn't that bad?
Keep it on pause.
I know, right? Wind in his hair.
Yeah, baby.
Mm-mm. He don't look good no more, though. Good Lord, have mercy. Time was not happy with him. Time was cruel. And that's like our other movie, Rob. Kama Sutra. Jay Kumar, time was cruel to Jay Kumar.
Say that.
It was cruel.
That hurts.
Now, the one that played the king, he all right. You know, he was in Lost. And then he was in Quentin Tarantino's movie. What's that one? The girl with the machine gun leg. That one. I can't think of it right now.
Grindhouse.
Yeah, he was in Grindhouse. Time was good to him. He's still looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Shan's saying, happy, happy born day. We got a delay on the chat room and everything, I can tell. But we're going to wrap up with our appearance and perception, Rob. What are we going to say to wrap it up?
Yeah, just don't be so quick to judge.
Yeah, definitely.
Looking at someone. And don't allow others' words of other people to cloud your judgment on making your own decision and own opinion about things. About things and people, how they act or how they appear to act.
Amen on that.
That it.
Amen on that. And admit to yourself. And do your own self-check, you guys. Robin and I do daily.
Mm-hmm.
But do your own self-checks. Check yourself when you see yourself locking the door. Not to say now, please don't get me wrong thinking I'm saying don't be cautious. Of course be cautious. If your instincts are telling you, that something's not right, then by all means follow that. But I mean, if you're just clicking that lock or holding your purse tighter or putting your nose up just because someone looks a certain way, don't do it. You know, put yourself in check, because you could be on the receiving side of that and you might not like it. So thanks again, everybody, for listening. We're going to let out. I know I always set a 90-minute show, but that's just in case we ever go over, because sometimes Rob and I do get a chance to get long-winded on some of our shows. But we're going to keep it at an hour this evening, because I got things to do to get prepared for my birthday, my Earth Day, Earth, love it, I'm in a good mood. Did y'all see? I'm stoked. But thanks again, you guys, for listening. We really appreciate it. Friday, guess what we're doing Friday? We are doing free-for-all, Rob.
Great.
I think we might crank call somebody.
That'll
work. Yeah, I got a couple of people in mind.
Always, always.
Yeah, we might even have to get Clint Watson again if he in town.
He deserves it.
He does, doesn't he? Okay, we're getting Clint, too. We're getting a couple of people. So, you guys, be sure to tune in Friday, 7 p.m. We're going to do our free-for-all crank call edition. We got to mess with some people and have some fun and be more upbeat, because I know our last few shows have been more serious topics. And thank you, everybody, for coming in and listening once again. We really do appreciate you, you know. And if you have any show ideas or anything you want to kick by, send a quick email. You know, we're open to ideas, you know. We just like to keep it up on a positive note and not to be in people's business too much, but keep it positive, you know, keep it pushing. Thanks, Dr. Kiernan. Ooh, I need some glasses again. Saying very good show, and Jay Lyon says night show being Rob. You know, thank you, everybody. We really do appreciate, you know, you putting up with us and all our technical difficulties. We'll get it right sooner or later. You know, I'm investing some serious radio equipment, you know. But thanks a lot, you guys, for listening. We love you dearly. We appreciate you.
Come back.
And come back and see us again Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have your drinks ready. You know, we're going to get crunk, and we're just going to have some fun laughing, picking at people, messing with people, crank calling people. And it's all in good fun and nothing but love. Peace.
Peace.
Love you. Bye.